So we begin this episode with the music review section of our show. This is the part of the show where we go around the table and talk about a song that's been stuck in our heads for the last month. Last episode, we did two songs, but this time we're going to shorten it up a bit, and each of us will just share one song. So we'll go around the table, share our songs. You guys know the drill, right, Jeff? Yep. Figgy?
Got it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jeff, let's start with you.
My turn. Well, we got in. Vicky handed me this CD a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. It's a compilation CD. It's out on Alligator Records, a Chicago-based blues label. And it's this beautifully packaged compilation tribute album to Blind Willie Johnson. An incredible selection of artists on here, reinterpreting Blind Willie Johnson's music. And the song we're going to listen to is a song that Lucinda Williams remade. And this one is It's Nobody's Fault But Mine. I've always been a fan of Lucinda Williams. The first CD that I ever got from her here at KRCC when I was the music director was an acoustic disc called Ramblin', where she interprets a bunch of old classic blues tunes. And she's doing that again on this tribute album to Blind Willie Johnson. And she has lent her very distinctive voice to this and her guitar playing. And I think it adds new life to a classic American blues song.
All right, let's take a listen to it. This is It's Nobody's Fault But Mine, and it's a Blind Willie Johnson song, but interpreted by Lucinda Williams.
Nobody's fault but mine. Well, I have a Bible in my home. Well, I have a Bible in my home. If I don't read it, my soul be lost. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, Father taught me how to read. Father taught me how to read. If I don't read it, my soul be lost. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, nobody's fault but mine. My soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Man, the hair standing straight up on my arm, Jeff. What a great selection.
You know, it's too bad that Blind Willie passed away, because he wrote some incredible blues songs that have been covered again and again and again. And Blind Willie, from what I gather, lived a really hard life. Poor his whole life, blind at a very young age. Died from malaria in 1945. Just hard, poor. House burned down, had to live in his burned down house because he had no place to go. Wouldn't it be nice if he could catch the royalties off of this stuff? You know? Really,
yeah.
Really. And I think Lucinda Williams, her voice is so distinctive. So distinctive.
You know, it's that Lucinda Williams voice, and as she gets older and that deepening, and of course, just life showing in her voice, her voice is truly a blues instrument.
It's an acquired taste, you know. I mean, I've talked to some people who just do not like Lucinda Williams' vocal intonations, but I love it. I think she's American to the bone. You're next, Jake. You're next on the roster.
The pressure is on. All right, so for my pick, I am going to choose a song by Kendrick Lamar, the hip-hop artist from L.A., Compton. And Kendrick Lamar is kind of on top of the hip-hop world right now. He had an incredible album that came out in 2015 called To Pimp a Butterfly. He won several Grammys for that album, and it was called almost universally by critics across the musical spectrum one of the best albums of 2015. And so while Kendrick Lamar was recording To Pimp a Butterfly, he recorded a lot of other tracks that for one reason or another didn't make it onto the final album. but which he still liked and which he continued to perform on various occasions. And so he played the Jimmy Fallon show in January, and he played one of these songs, one of these unreleased songs. And then again, at the Grammys, he had this incredible performance. And so rumors started to swirl. People started to ask, where are these songs coming from? And of all people, LeBron James, the basketball player, started to kind of harass Kendrick Lamar on Twitter, saying, hey, you know, where's this music coming from and when can we hear it? And in response to that, at the beginning of March, Kendrick Lamar, out of nowhere, dropped this new album called Untitled Unmastered, which features B-sides, outtakes, an array of songs from those To Pimp a Butterfly sessions. And they are so good and not at all what you would expect from an album comprised of outtakes and things that didn't make the cut originally. So the song that I want to play is off of that album, and this song is called Untitled 2, June 23rd, 2014.
Get top on the phone, tell the squad come on, we go ball again, before he call us home. World is going crazy, where did we go wrong? It's a tidal wave, it's a thunderdome. Get God on the phone. I just got a raise.
I just got a raise.
Spent it all on
I
me.
I spent it all on me.
Diamonds all afraid.
Diamonds all afraid.
And I'm bossing up.
And I'm bossing up.
Get out the way.
Get out the way.
I'm the only way we can fornicate.
Ah.
Pimping and posing. Look what I drove in.
This, I think, picks up where he left off in a lot of ways with To Pimp a Butterfly, that the saxophone, the bass, that sort of free jazz sound.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, I think, pushing the boundaries of rap in a way that is really, really cool.
Picking up on this, there's something incredibly psychedelic about song.
Very dreamy.
Yeah, and to your point about the sort of dreaminess of it, he's also kind of, the lyrics he's saying, get God on the phone, said it won't be long, you know, and he's describing all these things that he's seeing. It's like he's in a sort of fever dream in some way, and I think what he's describing is a life of, you know, wealth and fame, and which was a big theme in To Pimp a Butterfly, was sort of him trying to come to terms with what it means to be a celebrity, what it means to be a rap icon.
I think it's cool that he just pulled these things off the shelf because LeBron James told him he needed to hear some music.
That's true. Yeah, when he released it, it was like there was a caption on social media that said you can thank King James, which is LeBron's Twitter handle. So
thumbs way up on that one.
Act of violence, yeah, we juggling like that. I did a lot of dumb shit in my past. Lord forgive me, hoping I don't relapse. Dave just bought a new 911. Almost thought I seen another plane crash. Q just bought a brand new McLaren.
All right, well, Vicky, your turn.
Well, this was easy because this is an artist that I've appreciated and listened to for many, many years. And just makes one amazing record after another. Here we go again. And this is PJ Harvey. The song is The Wheel, and it's from the forthcoming The Hope Six Demolition Project. And that's an interesting project because she and the musicians recorded open to the public out, you know, behind glass, part of a London Museum exhibition last year, where you could actually then observe the process of them recording these songs, and that's coming out in April, but they're releasing singles slowly but surely, and this was the first one they released, and it comments really on the loss of, you know, it's a sad subject, it's talking about the loss of 28,000 children, and it's referencing it, taking into consideration the losses in Kosovo and Afghanistan and gun crime, and that's what you'll hear in the chorus and in the outro. What's interesting about this song, bringing it together, is it has this insanely amazing David Bowie-ish sax line. And it might even be PJ playing saxophone because she plays bass and guitar, piano, saxophone. She's so talented. And it's got a almost like a hand clap kind of staccato rhythm. And they marry it all together with these amazing lyrics. And I'll tell you, it's a hard song to get out of your head. I think about it daily.
Well, let's take a listen.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, the song is The Wheel, and it's PJ Harvey.
Damn, we got some suffering going on here.
The times we're living in, the conflicts that just seem to be like coming at us faster than we can absorb, some of our most important musicians are really deeply taking a look and commenting on what they're seeing around them.
Good.
I know. I personally need that. That's how I process most of any kind of news is first through music.
Mm-hmm. I think she is as perfect as anybody to take on a subject like this. You know, she's traveled in this terrain in the past.
Yes, always a keen observer of emotional displacement, love lost, love found. You know, conflict in any shape.
I like the way people are sort of joining in on this. With it's like a chorus of people here at the end, sort of in protest to this. I think it's really cool the way it builds in that way.
And then this great outro, she's just watch them fade out, watch them fade out.
So that's our music review segment. Some interesting songs here, some food for thought as well. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Thanks, Jake.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jake.